Welcome to Happiness in Spite Of with Coach Kamisha, where each week I use my wisdom, knowledge, tools, and resources to empower you to create the life you deserve and desire. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This week I want to talk about self-judgment and understanding that self-judgment stands in the way of us being happy and finding happiness and contentment. And the reason is because we then begin to judge our choices, our actions, and then that projects outwardly and we begin to judge other people. So judgment keeps us from having our support system. Judgment keeps us from being able to find happiness, because really when we're judging ourselves, all we're really doing is finding fault with ourselves. So this morning I woke up, and kind of why I was inspired to record this episode of the podcast. As you know, I have not recorded an episode in a little bit. And I was really inspired because I woke up really knowing that we're all just doing the best that we can. And I've heard it before. I've seen it as Facebook memes and Facebook posts that say everybody is fighting a battle that we don't know. And I do believe that to be true. You know, like, our behaviors come from our emotions. They come from things that are going on inside of us that no one even really knows. And our emotions come from some either internal or external stimuli or trigger, something that's happened. And our life experiences are unique to each and every one of us. So we don't know if someone is grieving and that moment that they cut us off, or that moment that they're being rude in the store. We don't know. We don't know what other people are dealing with. You know, I speak to people all the time and I talk about my slight fear. It's gotten better. It used to be so much more intense of public speaking. And people are like, I can't believe it. You know, you speak all the time, or you speak well, or you speak and, you know, spoke in front of hundreds of people. I can't believe that you have a fear of public speaking. And I do. But just because you don't see it or you don't know it does not mean it does not exist. And in my life plan group last night, we were talking about forgiveness. Well, we were talking about emotions, and some of the ladies in a group said that this week they wanted to focus on forgiveness. And forgiveness has to first start with forgiveness of self and how we need to forgive ourselves. And even ourselves, we have to acknowledge that we simply are doing the best that we can. There is a saying that says hindsight is 20/20. And it's so true. It is 2020. And oftentimes we want to take today's information and wish that we could apply it to yesterday's situation. And life just doesn't work that way. You know, when we were in the moment, we thought that that was the best decision for us at the time. And now we realize that that's not the best decision for us at this moment. But at that moment, it was the best decision. I hope you're following me. And it just allowed me to wake up with even just another level of self-compassion, even for myself. Even for myself, like a level of self-compassion to understand, because there are some things that I've recognized that I needed to forgive myself for. Last night, I did some forgiveness work and I did some tapping, which is one of the ways that I release emotions, or emotions that I believe have been trapped, that I did not release, that I stuffed. So I did some tapping last night and I woke up just feeling so much more at peace and really truly understanding we're all just doing the best that we can. You know, even people who hurt us, they made that decision based on the resources that they had, based on the trauma and the pain that they experienced in their life, and not knowing how to handle it any other way. And it doesn't mean just because we understand that people are suffering that we allow them to be in our lives and abuse us or it doesn't mean that we allow them to be in our lives and drain us of our energy. Those are two completely different things. It's just an acknowledgement that they are suffering, an acknowledgement that for a person to be so angry or be so cold or be so violent or be so vicious or be so abusive, happy people don't do those things. Content people, they don't do those things. So there is a level of suffering that they have. And we can acknowledge their suffering, wish them well, but still realize that they are toxic and that is not a relationship that we can be in. And I know oftentimes I used to, because I felt sorry for people. So it was like, well, if I feel sorry for you, then I'm going to give you a pass. And so I wouldn't allow myself to have compassion for people because I confused compassion and pity. Because if I feel sorry for you, then you're this weak person who can't help yourself, who, you know, poor you, so now I need to save you. But there is a difference between pity and compassion. Compassion says, I see your suffering. I know suffering. So I can have compassion for you because of suffering. But I also see you as resourceful, whole, and complete, and not as someone who needs to be saved. I do not need to be your savior simply because I acknowledge your suffering. And when I was able to recognize the difference, it was a game changer. And I can release those people. And because I see them as whole and resourceful, I know that they have the ability to get their needs met. I think about people who I have felt guilty for not helping, you know, or enforcing a boundary. And when time goes by, I realize that they found another way to get their need met. You know, think about the person that may have asked to borrow money and you said no, whether it was you enforcing a boundary or you just didn't have it. And you maybe felt guilt about that. But afterwards, you realize that they still were okay. They still got to work. They didn't lose their job, or, you know, they're still alive. They didn't die from starvation. Because people are resourceful and they're going to find a way to get their needs met. And sometimes you are that way to get their needs met. But if you enforce a boundary by saying, no, I can't do this. No, because you don't have to say why. You don't have to give a reason for your no, because that just opens the door for a conversation. That opens the door for there to be back and forth. But you can just simply say no. No, I can't. And enforcing a boundary is when you recognize that your no is the best option for you. Because if you say yes, there's going to be a toxic or a negative consequence for your yes. Whether that means you're going to lose sleep. Whether that means you're going to be depleted of energy. Whether that means that you're not going to be able to be your best self. Whether that means that you're not going to have money that you have saved for yourself. Whatever those choices are. Whether that means you just want to rest right now because you need to be restored. Whatever that is why we enforce a boundary. But acknowledge that we are simply just doing the best. Every person. We cannot judge what someone else's best is because we're not fully aware of everything that makes them them. You're not aware of every childhood experience that they had. You're not aware of every conversation that they've had. You're not aware of every emotion that they experience. You're not aware of every trauma, every hurt, every pain, every disappointment. So oftentimes people are responding from those places unless they are living consciously, unless they have done work. But I'm speaking more to the people who have hurt us, the people who need our compassion. Oftentimes they're responding from those places in a need, in a desire to protect themselves, in a effort to get a need met that they have. And oftentimes it's a need that you don't even know. They may have a need for security. They may have a need for comfort. They may have a need to feel loved. They may have a need to feel strong. So then they put you down to meet their need. And they do it because that's just the best that they know. That's the resources that they have. And if that's their pattern, I highly suggest that you form a boundary. But form a boundary with love, with self-compassion, wishing them the best. So I just want to leave you with that quick reminder that everyone truly is just doing the best that they can, including you. So forgive yourself. Let yourself off the hook for all the things that you remember, all the guilt that you carry, all the wrongs that you wish you could right. Give yourself permission to accept that you're simply doing the best that you can. That's it. That's all. You're doing the best that you can with the information that you have, with the resources that you have, with the level of healing that you have, with the support system that you have, with the wisdom that you have, with the knowledge that you have. You're doing the best that you can, and that is enough. It's enough. You're not here to be perfect. You're here to be authentic. You're here to be genuine. You're here to be you, not to be perfect, but to be you. And I love you. I love you for who you are. I love you for who you were. I love you for who you are becoming. But in this moment that you're listening to this podcast, know that you in your totality, you that make up the being that you are, know that I, Kamisha Terrell, loves you. Have a great day.